welcome to the show, and sorry if any of you heard the scares. That there was, is it on? Isn't it on? Ooh, the phony show. So thanks for coming along. Two halves, the show in two halves. Did you get the reading list? Any students in before we kick off, just very quickly? Just shout, yeah, if you're shooting. Oh, just sort of about three or four, really. Which is good, because that's concessions, which is less money. And just out of interest, have we got any French people in? Yeah. Fucking love you. Fucking love you. You are fucking gorgeous. And all those French people are sophisticated and classy and classic, and the word Vito. Papa, Nicole, Vito. I like that. So you're welcome. Any Americans in at all? You sure? They've learned, haven't they? They've learned, because you used to say, any Americans in, yeah! And now you're like, any Americans in, shut the fuck up, honey. This is not a user-friendly question. And that's, I don't know if you know this, that's how they lost in Vietnam. It's completely true. Right? It wasn't just the Vietnamese fighting a righteous war against an American imperialist aggressor. It wasn't just the cunning use of tunnels. They had a load of speakers all around the jungle. And they, anyone in from Idaho? Yeah! And that's true. If there are American people in, you're absolutely welcome. We're glad to have you here. I was in America recently. I bumped into this guy who was a peace activist. He was fucking great. And I was saying it must have been hard after September the 11th. He goes, yeah, it was. You know, but we decided you've got to get out there, get the message of peace. Just to say people weren't prepared to go down that dumb, violent road. I said, yeah, but after September the 11th, must have been hard. Go, well, some people thought September the 12th was the wrong day to start, but not me. Fucking bottle on that. So if you're American, you're absolutely welcome. I'm obviously going to take the piss out of America and Britain. If you know, it's not aimed at you personally, all right? If you're American, it's not aimed at you personally. If you do get upset, obviously, there's, just regard it as friendly fire. I don't know if you've been following this. There is a friendly fire case going on at the moment. Four Canadians were shot in Afghanistan by American pilots, and the American pilots are on trial. And the judge said to the American pilots, why did you shoot when your commanding officer said don't? And the pilots, completely, swear to God, on the record, said, we believe our decision-making ability might have been impaired by the amphetamines the military is giving us. Free speed? Fucking hell! No wonder you can't find Osama bin Laden. They're wandering around. I don't want to go in the cave. It's spooky. It's dark. It's scary. I feel paranoid. I don't like it. I haven't eaten for 3 days. I just chew my cheek, chew my cheek, chew my cheek. We're going to track down Osama bin Laden by issuing the troops with LSD, and they will follow the bad vibes. How can, you see, this is why Bush has got to have this war on Iraq. Because he said, I'm going to wage a war on terror, which is a mistake, because terror is a concept. How can you wage a war on a concept? An abstract... Fine, you want war on abstract concepts? Fucking great, you kill a lot less people. Good, let's have a war on clutter next. Fucking bring them on. You can't bomb a concept, George. Okay. So, and it's hard. How do you fucking fight Al-Qaeda anyway? How do you wage a war, like a traditional war, you know, like your proper fucking war? You know, your proper war, where fucking thousands of your working classes are senselessly slaughtered to bring down the unemployment figures. How can you fucking have a proper war? I thought you'd have fucking known that all up here, wouldn't you? Fucking British ruling class fucking hate the jocks until there's a fucking war on where they love you. It's just incredible, man. It's just fucking incredible. Because how can you have a war on Al-Qaeda? They're an international terror group that work fucking transnational. They are linked through a series of video releases by their messianic beardy wispy one, the kind of Islamic fundamentalist dashed in with a bit of anti-imperialism, sliced in with a little bit of fucking anti-consumerism, anti-commercialism, with a little bit of a wispy cat weasel beard as well. Bing! And here's off. There's no sort of standard hierarchy or structure. There's no fucking attack network. How the fuck do you bomb that? It's like a game of battleships.
B3. Miss.
Oh no, you got my Chinese embassy. Did you mean to do that? Bush, man, did you see the fucking 1 o'clock broadcast the other night? Saddam Hussein has got 48 hours. What do you think he was going to do? Saddam said, quick, bring my sons and the travel catalogues. What the fuck is he going to do? I tell you a great thing to do, because the propaganda is coming out well and fucking truly now. It's really fucking pouring out of those screens. This is my best way of, I've come up with, of countering the propaganda. Right? When you see Bush or Blair appear on the television screen, just start humming to yourself. Ba 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 ba. And when you see us lot go bididid. It is just fucking incredible, because Bush has wanted the war for ages. He's been driving the bus to Wartown. He's been driving the bus. He's at the wheel. Got a big fucking yellow school bus. On the bus is every fucking country in the world. And he's there going, gotta get Saddam Hussein. You gotta get Saddam Hussein. Mm-hmm. Gotta get Saddam, because he could have nuclear weapons. North Korea, shut the fuck up. Gotta get Saddam Hussein. India, Pakistan, I can reach you from up here, you know. We gotta get Saddam Hussein, because Saddam Hussein gassed his own people. Russia, stop playing with the windows. We gotta get Saddam Hussein. Saddam Hussein invaded Kuwait. He invaded another country. Israel, are you sitting in Palestine's seat? Hi, Israel. Israel, you better be sitting in Palestine's seat, because I paid for you two. And I know you're thinking, Mark, where is Tony Blair on this bus? He's on the bus, he's on the bonnet, right at the front. He is the fucking point man for barbarity and murder. That fucking man is an evil pig dog. He opens his mouth and fucking words come out like Milli Vanilli never fucking went away. Yes, Mark, but what do you think the peace movement has achieved? We put 10 years on that fucker and that's enough. 10 years, somewhere in Downing Street, there's a portrait getting younger, and that fucking suits me just fine. What I want to see now are adverts on the television with some bloke sitting in a chair going, I could pull a dead body out of the water. I could tell someone that their child had died. But be Claire Short. No, I couldn't do that. You know, the amazing thing is, you look at the excuses that they've rolled out. The excuses, I mean, God bless the Labour rebels. I don't know, what was the breakdown of the 217? I don't know how many were Labour. Anyone know? 132 rebels. Where did they get the spines from? That's incredible. I don't know where they found them, but they did. Because normally they say, we're going to have a backbench rebellion, Mark. I say, ooh, really? Yes. Yes. Ooh. That'll be very exciting. Yeah, it is. Is Tony frightened? Yeah, no, it is. Serious, Mark. Oh, is it? Yeah. We're having a vote on why we're not allowed to have a vote. And some of us might abstain. So the amazing thing is, the excuses they've come up for this war. You start casting my mind back as well. Because you did have all that, gotta get Saddam Hussein. Gotta get Saddam because he's a tyrant. He was not democratically elected. There are other reasons. Gotta get Saddam Hussein because his weapons of mass destruction. He has told us what he's got. He's told us some of the things he's got. We've destroyed some of the things he's got, but we don't know what he's got left hiding there. Well, get your old copy of the invoice and flick through. So you look at the excuses and you go back to about 6 weeks ago. Saddam Hussein, we have found evidence of his weapons of mass destruction. 11 shell casings. 11. 11. I can take you to pubs down the fucking road. With it going, 11. I fucking did that on the latest amnesty. 11 shell cases, which then turned out, the shells actually turned out to be 12 years old, which in sort of military terms is fucking ancient. It's like Hans Blix had fucking Time Team in there with him. And so Tony Robinson was wandering around looking for Saddam's muskets of mass destruction. I don't fucking know. All those fucking trenches, they're saying, look, he's building trenches around. No, they're building it looking for fucking remains. And that twat's wondering, I don't do much, but I got a funny hat. Then Bush says, we have evidence that Saddam Hussein is linked to Al-Qaeda. Will you show us? No. No, it doesn't work like that. It's not a fucking game of happy families. But have you got Mr. Bin Laden the bomber? Then Colin Powell, whose name is Colin... Just is. He can have Colin or Colon. He can't have fucking Colin. If it's Colin, his surname is pronounced Pooweel. His boss is called Georgie Bush. And Rumsfeld is pronounced cunt. You know, you can't fuck about. So there's fucking Colin, whatever. Evidence of Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction. Great new photograph, number one. See here, satellite photograph of an Iraqi installation. Note, forklift truck. Grainy photo number two. Same installation. 3 months later, forklift truck has moved. Speaks for itself. Now we have transcripts of telephone calls from random Iraqis. This is the translation. Hoo ha 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 ha, we have thwarted the evil pig dogs from America. Hoo ha ha ha. That's not fucking evidence. There are British courts that wouldn't convict on that fucking evidence, not in the 70s, and not with an Irish defendant. Evidence. Fucking even David Icke was standing there going, it's a bit of a shaky theory, isn't it? Then it turns out British intelligence had fucking nicked their report from a student. Wait, well, obviously it didn't literally nick it, because otherwise a student would be going into class going, my dissertation... James Bond. And Bush and all of that lot are used. I think Bush is actually getting his excuses from Ron Davis. We're not invading Iraq, we're looking for badgers. What do you mean? That was crazy. Oh my God. That is so Edinburgh. God bless you. Ooh, no, Mark. You could get away with that on the West Coast, but not here. Davis would have been fucking fine if he just fessed up and go, you know, I do like to suck a bit of an old man's cock every now and again. Looking for badgers. He could have said, you know, I just like a, you know, taste of an old man's tonky, you know. You know, fucking fair play to me. At least I'm not fucking Edwina Curry and John Major. And we would have all forgiven him, because that's a horrible image. There's Edwina. And she's got one like that. And if we have any more of this, you get the whole fucking description. So, the fucking thing that gets me, though, is all this bollocks that you get in the press. Which, if you're against the war and against the bombing of civilians, then it says, oh, you're nothing but an apologist for Saddam Hussein. And it's quite playgroundy. Kind of like, Saddam is your boyfriend. And it's just like, the male is fucking the worst. A tree died for that shit. And you just sort of think, I'm against the bombing. Ah, you bastard! Lesbian asylum seeking fucking Algerian! They have big rice in strap on dildos and they want to bugger us in front of our children! And that's a quote. It's absolutely, you don't support our troops. I do support our troops. Our troops should be supported. They should fucking come home and be where they should be, away from murder, away from murdering, playing table football. That's what they should be fucking doing. That's where they should be. Or vaulting over horses live in the Blue Peter studio. I know. I want to go out there and go, come on, wouldn't you rather be at barracks painting each other bollocks black with shoe polish? Come on. We all know Saddam Hussein's a tyrant. We all know he's a fucking evil bastard. We've known that for quite some time. We've known that before fucking Blair, Hoon, Straw, Blunkett, Prescott, Cook, all of them. Not one of them signed the early day motions, and there have been 10 since 1988, condemning Iraq and the gassing of the Kurds in Halabja. Not one. We've known Saddam Hussein's a fucking bastard. We've known he's a fucking tyrant. We've known he was a fucking torturer, a literal torturer, not someone who tortured before he became in charge of a torturing state. He's a literal murderer. He literally murdered before he took charge of a murderous state. He's a bad, evil fucking man. We know that. He was at the party with Michael Barrymore. He was he was driving a white Fiat that fateful evening in Paris near the underpass. He is Pete Townsend's internet provider. He remarked A-level papers. You don't think Thora Heard died of natural causes, do you? We've known he's an evil fucking pig. Yes, but he's lying about his weapons. He's a dictator. Go fucking figure. His Al-Samud missiles have got 30 weapons, 30 miles extra on the clock. I just changed to diesel. I get a better mileage. He probably has got weapons of mass destruction. I'll fucking make him if I've been starved and fucking... Well, not me personally, my people had. And you just think this is the weird thing. Because the Iraqis have got, you know, occasionally have got a sense of humour. You know, hello, we have for you a report and dossier on our weapons of mass destruction. 12,000 pages long for you to read, Mr. Bush. Can I have the Dr. Seuss version? I do not like Saddam, I am. I do not like green eggs and ham. And then he said, I challenge George Bush to TV debate. Right. I think they should do it on Ricky Lake. That's what they should do. Go Ricky, go Ricky. And then we sat him in the corner, beat up live on stage. Backstage we've got George. On stage we got Saddam. Join us today in Help, my arms dealer wants his guns back. The question is, why is America doing it now? And I think part of the reason, part of the answer to that, is because they're an empire. They've got military bases in 130 countries around the world. They've got an economic system that they export that's in favour, completely written by, their multinationals. On the one bit of multilateralism they agree on, which is the World Trade Organization. They export their whole fucking ethos abroad. They develop the whole fucking system for their benefit. It's an empire. They get hit on September the 11th, and they turn around and go, no one, no one will ever think of fucking with us again. Afghanistan? You want to fuck with us? Come play. And the rest of the world just goes, we're with you. We're standing shoulder to shoulder. We're not fucking about. No, we're on your side, George. Yeah, fucking about. We're fighting terrorism. Chuck the fucking balaclava away. We're on your side. Yeah, we're fighting terrorism. There's Sharon. I'm on your side fighting terrorism. Huh? Well, yeah, war criminals against terror. Yes. Which is a badge I haven't seen for a while. You just sort of... Because Israel is a terror state. That's just a fucking fact. You know, it was created out of terror. It was fucking... It's occupied the occupied territories, i.e. the Palestinian area. And it's called the occupied territories because it occupied. If there were no Israeli troops there, it would be called the vacant area. And I know some people get quite upset. Oh, and I'm not... If you're Israeli, I don't want to fuck you off because you'll jump on stage, start building houses, tell me God's on your door. But... I was having some bloke who's very pro-Israeli goes, Mark, what about the suicide bombers? Well, that's... Look, under the UN Charter, they've got a right to actually defend themselves, and I'm not defending the use of violence, I condemn it. But what about the suicide... Well, hang on, they're just soldiers without the career structure, as far as I can fucking see. You have to be desperate to be a suicide bomber. How do you fucking recruit? You have an advert in the paper. Bored with life, no friends, must have own car. So after September the 11th, everyone's going, we're with you, apart from Saddam Hussein, who just goes... Because that's how he gets his power with the Arab nations and the Arab people, because he's a king of defiance. You know, if you go into the Al-Rashid Hotel in Baghdad, on the floor, in mosaic, is a picture of George Bush Sr.'s face, which you have to stand on to sign in. That's defiance. You know, if Saddam Hussein could get away with it, he would have a fucking statue in the middle of Baghdad, 100 foot high, of him fucking Mrs. Bush. With a bottle of Amel round the front. Oh, come on, it's not... There's someone actually physically in pain going, ugh! So the thing about it is it's about knocking out the defiance. Now, obviously, oil fucking plays a part in this. Yeah, because Americans drive everywhere. I'm going to the toilet. You'll need the four-wheel to do the stairs. Which is why we need biodiesel. Biodiesel is the fucking fuel of the future. Chip oil. Cleaned up. Mixed with diesel, fucking gorgeous. It works. It's got less particulates than normal fucking fuel. Chip oil is the fuel of the future. We need biodiesel. We need a whole fucking globe run on chip oil. Obviously, America would have to invade Glasgow. I accept that. We demand to see the dossier of their foodstuff of mass destruction. Grainy photo number one. You can see deep-fried Mars bars are still continuing. Oil is a factor in this. It's about an empire, but oil is a factor. You know, I don't... Somebody, no, Mark, how could you say that? We've asked the politicians and they've said no. Ah. Well, Try this for size. 11% of the world's oil, second biggest resources. Colin Powell says that when the American troops go in, the first thing that they will do is secure the oil wells. Why? Because last time round, Saddam set fire to them, and that's real bad for the environment, and George got real cut up about that. You know, and it's kind of like, you know, BP are arguing with Britain and America over who gets the slice of the fucking... How obvious does it have to get that oil's a factor? Do you need the troops rushing in waving their fucking nectar cards? And they always dress it up as a humanitarian action. They bolt on. Now, Afghanistan was a great thing where they... You saw these reports and it's almost like this weird fucking pseudo-feminist rhetoric. You know, you sort of turn on the telly, there'd be a reporter, almost like Pathé News. Here in Afghanistan, the women used to be forced to walk around in burqas, revealing only their lovely natural eyes. Not anymore, now they are free. Many of them have Western-style clitoral piercings and tattoos. Go free, my sisters. Soon you will have eating disorders. Hurrah! So why have we got to bomb Iraq? We're bombing Iraq to liberate them. We've liberated you. I'm dying. Let's have a look at what you would have won. No. It doesn't fucking work like that. Iraq has had 12 years of sanctions. They've had fucking decades of dictatorship. They have had an Iran war. They have had a Gulf war. The sanctions have actually, according to UNICEF, resulted in... And UNICEF, remember, aren't fucking anarchist, Molotov-wielding fucking bastards. They are career politicians. The United Nations Children Fund, UNICEF, said 500,000 under five Iraqis have died as a result of sanctions. 500,000. I actually talked to a couple of professors. They're nice guys. They're really nice guys. A guy called Colin Rowat in Birmingham. Really nice. He's American. He's very sweet. He's very funny. I was talking to him once. He goes, Mark, I got a great idea for you. I think what you should do is fly over to Washington and New York, pretend to be an Iraqi journalist. You know, just walk around, change your skin pigmentation, maybe a beard, a mustache, something, you know. Walk around, camera crew, a little sort of microphone with maybe a picture of Saddam Hussein's face on the front. You know. Walk up to Americans. Hello, I'm Iraqi journalist. We just wondered, do you know in Iraq we think America is very dangerous? We are very worried that you might attack us, which is why we might have to preemptively attack you first. Have you considered regime change? I said, that's a fucking great idea. We should do that. He said, yeah, well, I'm on holiday whenever you are. So, but we worked out the figures on this. If you go to the UN website, I'll tell you how much Iraq has had under the UN Oil for Food programme, the humanitarian programme, the one way in which Iraqis get stuff through. It's a sealed economy. Nothing officially gets in or out without going through the UN. And you can see that since the Oil for Food programme's been going, they've had 26.4 billion quid's worth of stuff. And when you divide it by how long it's been going, and by 23 million, which is roughly the average population of Iraq, you can work out that Iraqis have had, for the following, this is what they get per day, right, and this is what they get it for. Food, health, education, infrastructure, oil industry, transport, communications, water, housing and electricity generation. 54 cents per Iraqi per day. 30p. The price of the paper that's now telling us to bomb them. You work out how much debt they've got. You can do it. Go to the UN staff, have a look through the figures. 228 billion quid's worth of debt running at 8% compound. And they can't pay it off. The UN has forbidden Iraq from paying its national debt. There's students in the room going, I'd like a bank account like that. I'd like to pay off my bank. No, you can't. Ooh, Coldplay records. Because some fucker's buying them and it's not me. Fucking Jesus. They could get billed for the bombing of this war. America could bill Iraq for the cost of the war. They have for the last one. They've still got $250 billion worth of bills yet to be adjudicated on. And they could bill them for $110 billion. And the Iraqis, the very people who are being bombed, could have to pay for that. There'll be people in Baghdad running, flee! Run to the underground bunker! It is an invoice! Run! Now, I'm not saying that George Bush is the great Satan, mainly because I think Satan could sue. Hi, my name's Beelzebub and I won £10,000 on Claims Direct. What I'm saying is, America is attacking Iraq, not because it is strong. precisely the polar opposite, because it is weak. And the people who will pay will be the Iraqi people. So, what do we do to try and combat this? What do we do? What do we do? We've, you know... Did you go on the demonstration? Did you go on the big demos down in London or in Glasgow? Did you go? I love the London ones. I was on the big one. Did anyone go to the September one down in London, just out of interest?
Yeah.
That was fucking great, wasn't it? Because what happened was the police... Somebody said, how many... Police officer.
Yes.
How many people are on the demonstration? Four. But I'm here, you're here. Ooh, six. And then it was kind of like... February the 15th, and it was just like, how many people are... I don't know, Zulus, thousands of them. Brilliant. It's fantastic. And I cycle everywhere in London. I keep seeing these little blue signs, you know, the police slow, which is great, they admit it, but that should be learning difficulty, shouldn't it? So I was on the march, and what I love are when people make their own placards. You know the little placards, you know? I love it when people invest emotion and time in a placard. My favourite one in September was a guy walking around, he's got his little placard, he's about 20, but he moves like he's about 60. It's all like that. Right. Yeah, hang on, oh, blimey. Yeah, no, yeah. Ooh, but it, oh, yeah. On his placard, weed, not war. And throughout the afternoon, he's using it as a roach. We know what? Where the fuck was I right? So I'm there with my mates, and we're marching along. And next to us are some young Asians from Bradford. Someone's given them a megaphone, and they are way too fucking excited. And they're just marching along. We're in London! London! Just charging. There's a bus! Bus! So they were there. It was like watching an Alka-Seltzer with a bullhorn. So they were there. In front of them were the Socialist Worker Party. Who were there? Mark, you don't fucking understand, mate. You don't fucking understand. Nothing fucking changes until fucking capitalism changes. You fucking understand that? Oh, right, yeah, so that's fucking... So what you got to do is build a fucking revolutionary socialist party that's going to fucking take over capitalism. Oh, is that, how do you do that? What you got to do, Mark, is form the fucking... a vanguard socialist party that will fucking fight for the working class, fucking leading them in the direction when the fucking... fucking against the oppressor. Oh, is that true? Yeah, how do you do that? You form the socialist worker party. How do you build it? What you have to do to build a socialist worker party, Mark, is actually fucking recruit people and sell papers. Oh, right, so you've gone from revolution to evening standard. It's hard being a member of the SWP because you've got to be revolutionary and sell the paper and recruit people. It's like being a really, really cross member of Book of the Month Club. There's probably someone here going, Thomas, Edinburgh, counter-revolutionary thought. So anyway, the SWP were there. On the other side, there's sort of like the slightly older CND Rambler. You know, sort of speckly beard, Gore-Tex, Pac-Mac, well, you know, it's a, you know, people who walk around with primosomes and satellite tracking all the time. And down in the march, they had that slight kind of swagger, or that kind of, never thought I'd have to march for peace again. Sort of, almost sort of Jimmy Stewart-y. Do you know what I mean? John Wayne. In the movie version of their life, that morning, they opened a hickory cupboard. There's an old pair of walking boots. Never thought I'd have to wear you in anger again, old friend. Suddenly, their son comes rushing in the room. Papa, is it true you're marching? Is it true you're marching? Papa, you said you'd never march again, Papa. You said you'd never march. I gotta march, son. You said you wouldn't. I gotta march, son. I gotta march for you and that beautiful rambler gingham bitch wife of mine. I gotta march. Papa, you gotta march. You go marching and take this here Kendall mint cake with you.
Coming back, Sean.
So they were there. And I'm with my mates, and my mates are sort of like vegans against stuff.
Don't fucking pigeonhole us, all right? We don't do jobs, we've got circus skills.
So anyway, they'd fucking kill me if they heard me say that. If only they had the strength. So
that's really out of order, Mark. Look, cheese.
Ah, it burns! It burns, Master! Take the cheese away! Come bathe in the font of Primula! So now the vegans have linked up with the SWP going, I know what you feel, he's not really nasty. So We're all there on the march. And everyone's marching, apart from our lot, obviously, who are slouching. I don't know how they slouch on walking stilts, but they do. So there we are. And the young Asians from Bradford are just fucking going for it. They've got that bullhorn and everyone's joining in. So, no attack on Iraq! No attack on Iraq! Freedom for Palestine! Freedom for Palestine! Israel terror state! Israel terror state! Jihad! 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 I don't think he's got the hang of this peace business, do you? You have some Kendall mint cake, young man. What you need is a good ramble. Do you know about rights of way and access points? Have you ever looked for badges? And so on the second march, on the big fucking September, and then the big February march, my son came along. I was really fucking proud of him. He's 7 years old. He's called Charlie. And he was, we're talking about the war, and he was, he said, I want to come. I said, okay, we'll make a family. We had uncles, aunties, nephews, nieces, all that. I said, Charlie, do you want to do your own ballet? Yeah. What do you want it? I don't know. Well, what about, you know, seven-year-old anarchists against the war? No, that's stupid. So I left him to it. I mean, Mrs. called us later on and she said, oh, he's doing his banner. I said, what's his slogan? Has he got his own slogan? She said, yeah. I said, what is it? She said, it's seven-year-olds against the war, so there. And it was great because he was walking on the demo, right? And he's got his fucking Parker on. It's seven-year-olds against the war, so there. And we got caught, we arrived a bit late and we got caught up with the sort of tail end of the march when we were there with the fucking Sussex block. You know, people who hadn't marched before, you know, they've fucking never been out of Sussex. Well, they might have been out of Sussex. I think they're in Harrods Food Hall. Someone pushed them and they just ended up. They're tottering around in heels, a little sort of, oh, for goodness sake, Mr. Blair, what about democracy banners? In fact, the Edinburgh people, you probably twinned with them. He didn't have to see that. We're all marching along. My little boy is 7 year olds against the water there. And they're like, we're in the council end. So that's my... And before I went on the march, my wife got hold of me and went, my wife Jenny, she just went, don't go down to Grosvenor Square. If you take them down to the American embassy, I'm going to be really cross. Okay, do you understand? Yeah. Mark, you're his father. Don't get nicked. Don't get nicked with your son, all right? He's seven. Yeah, I don't know. Just be his dad. Don't be his best mate. All right. Go, Charlie. Go. Pull my finger. I know. So we're walking along. It's great because we got caught up with the Lib Dems. Lib Dems, no war for oil. Unless the UN says so, can we get really good filter and exhaust emission policy? So they were walking along, you know. So, and now they've had to go and form their own pro-war march. Now Charles Kennedy has said, no, we will support our troops after a pause in the war. So we got caught up with them. We're marching along. We hit... the Whitehall, and I'm talking to my mate Rob, and I'm just having a letter, and something catches me out here, and I turn round, and my son, Charlie, is leaning on the railings opposite Downing Street, this far from the cop line, going, shame on you! Shame on you for working for the government! Charlie, come here! Come here now! If you get me arrested, I'm going to be very, very cross. I'm your father, not your best friend. Oh, fuck. It was great, though. Those marches made me feel really proud to be British. But the thing about them is, of course, we need a bit more. We need a bit more. I like it when we... I'll tell you what. Fuck, man.